because a lot going on, including...
It's the weekend update.
All that is weekend worthy, and that includes right here at Hank FM. It is AJ Allen Jackson's 67th birthday today, and we will be musically celebrating it all weekend long. Because that's what we do right here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely free.
Yes.
Unlike the tickets to his show. It's going to be just like being there, though.
That is a bit of a stumbling block, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But pretty happy about it. That'll start in earnest. Double shots all throughout the day, starting this afternoon with the man at the gate holds the gateway to your weekend, Mark Phillips, this afternoon. Past that, it is the final weekend of the great State Fair
folks.
Of Texas. We might get a State Fair of Texas wrap-up report on Monday from Big Tex. We'll see about that. Depends when they pack them up there. But, of course, all that going on out there, State Fair. The coupons that cost twice as much, but it's not double the price. So enjoy that this weekend.
Yeah,
but really, the highlight this weekend, it all seems, is going to be during this whole soccer match going on at the State Fair the halftime none other than the great Jaws, Joey Chestnut. Competitive eater that we'll tell our grandkids about when they don't want to listen to anything we're telling them. That's what we'll say about Joey Chestnut and what he'll be doing there at the Cotton Bowl tomorrow. Now, we still don't know what he's going to eat, Big Tex Choice Award-winning foods he's going to be eating at halftime of this soccer match. Is it going to be the crab and mozzarella thing? The chill and thrill delight dessert thing? Cookie chaos milkshake? I don't think that's going to be it.
Is that even eating?
But it looks like the crowd sourcing of the mystery food item is all pointing to what it should all along. And I hope it comes through. And that would be corny dogs.
Whoa.
That's what it has to happen. Removing the sticks, of course, first. Otherwise, this will be the last time Joey Chestnut competes.
Then who is he going up against?
He's reported.
I've got questions. Things.
He's going up against himself. There is no greater champion than him. When you're at that level, you know who your main competitor is? You! And Joey Chestnut. All right, that's enough.
I think all the ladies on the field would also appreciate having some fans in the stands.
It's going to be amazing right there.
Yes.
Past that tonight, I will see you at Billy Bob's. So there's nothing worse than going out there, the front of the stage. It's like, hey, I'm from Hank FM. And it's just, you know, that's never happened.
I was going to say,
Y'all make noise tonight. Otherwise, I'm going to create feedback.
Are you bringing your fiance on a big date night?
See you at the Bellamy Brothers tonight. No, I think she has to work too. Ranch doing something.
Yeah, whatever.
Ella Langley, I think this show is sold out tomorrow night for Billy Bob's, but she's quite the thing right now. You got Lyle Lovett, this very large band down the street at Bass Performance Hall tonight. John Legend over there in Irving tomorrow. The American Airlines Center for three shows on the Dallas side. It's comedian Nate Bergazzi or Bergazzi. A lot of people call him.
I do love some things. Nate.
Do the George Washington bit. Pass out Sports World. We got Cowboys playing host to Washington. And then it's Hoco everywhere. TCU's got the Hoco going on. Tarleton's really... When they go... Man, I don't know if anybody goes harder on a homecoming week than Tarleton down there in the Ville. All of the traditions, the bonfire... The parades tomorrow, and of course afterwards, as the parade concludes, they will be erecting the Purple Poo statue.
You're just going to milk that for as much as you can, aren't you?
Statue of the Purple Poo being erected tomorrow.
I understand.
In Stephenville,
Texas.
Very
impressive.
Well done, everybody. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Outside, college football season rolls on, let's give some love. Weatherford College Volleyball, number 2 in the nation. Coyotes won again, 33rd consecutive conference victory. They are on fire. Then you've got, in Texas high school football ranks, all the Mansfields are going to play each other. All the Arlingtons are going to play each other. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to have North Crowley taking on Weatherford. RIP Kangaroo Stadium tonight. That's going to be tough. I don't know. Could be a shocker. Centennial holds home against Tyler. Got Cleburne bringing in Red Oak. Highland Park and Joshua. Uh-oh. Bat in the hatches, Joshua. Burleson, Mansfield, Timberview. I'm not giving glowing things.
Well, y'all didn't mention our school. Okay, I'm right at it.
See?
Don't forget it.
Break it down, JB.
Taking on Lake Worth, okay. Ma'am. Mineral Wells at Brock. That's going to be a good one. Benbrook Godley. Glen Rose Hillsboro. And then...
And, hey, that's the Steamwell Yellow Jacket.
Right.
And the Tarleton Texans both undefeated.
That is true.
Wow.
And they will continue. Stephenville. Heading to Marble Falls, of what you affectionately like to call the MF. That's not its official title. No Alito football. Another district sweep, though, for the track teams. All four track teams win. They're rolling strong. Volleyball doing well as well. And outside of the No Kings protest, I don't know what's going on this weekend elsewhere.
Oh, dear. Well, in my hood, we're going to the theater again this evening. Wow. Alito High School.
Yeah.
They're putting on Puffs. Puffs. I don't
know. How do you spell that?
P-U-F-F-S. Puffs.
Like the Kleenex type?
I guess. Or like a cereal? I have no idea. But I know that it's going to be phenomenal.
Excellent.
Because
sure.
Our friend Sophia is going to be starring in it. Yeah. So we're very, very excited.
Go
and we like to keep it fancy. Now, tomorrow, it's Miss Cindy's Halloween party.
Yeah.
And if you know, you know. But meanwhile, the real action, I think it's already started.
Yeah.
Without me, which is kind of rude. The neighborhood garage sale. Everyone going deep.
Okay.
Like miles and miles and miles. I don't know how I'm going to fit all this in.
Are you involved in it?
Or are
you just going to partake of it?
Well, I'm going to partake.
As a consumer.
But I'm emotionally committed. I think that's involved.
Wow.
What
that's
about you?
That's going to be a big deal. Well, probably going to your neighborhood.
It's going to be the place to be.
Be at Bellamy's tonight for Billy Bob. So I'd love to see you out there. But past that, I'll be honest. Laundry Mountain has been conquered.
Oh.
The lawn needs tending to. Maybe should do that before the rain or something. But past that, I have literally no idea. There is so much to do and on the plate and on the schedule. I think tomorrow I'm going to spend a large part of it just being overwhelmed by it. Because that seems to always fix everything. And then I think I'm going to do what every dude I know should do.
Aww.
And that is make a list. I'm going to make a list of everything that needs to be done. When I get to that list, I have no idea. But I'm going to make it tomorrow.
And I know a gal that can help you out with that.
Yeah.
She may have already made that list and not sprung said list on you.
Yet. I'm making the list.
But you're doing something, mister.
I'm making the list tomorrow.
I know.
And actually, I have a list to make the list, and that's actually third on the list. But I'm going to get to it.
Turn it up.
Not now.
It's time to wake up. KB and Heather Lee.